Masechet Avodah Zarah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah, Het. Mishnah says, Ve'in osin tachshitin la Avodah Zarah. You're not allowed to make a decoration for idols. Kutlaot unzamim ve'tabaot. A choker, a nose ring, or a finger ring. Not allowed to make them. But Rabbi Eliezer omer, besachar mutar. Says Rabbi Eliezer, you're allowed to make them if you're being paid. According to Rabbi Eliezer, you're not making the actual idol. You're making something that's going to accompany the idol. So therefore, if you're being paid for the secondary item, which is just a bracelet, bottom line, according to Rabbi Eliezer, it would be permitted. But it's only permitted if you're being paid for it. But if you're not being paid for it, like any other gift that would go to Avodah Zarah, it would be asur. There are those who have a problem with this girsad, Ashi Tosfot, take it out, and they say that it would be very difficult to think that any Tana would allow making an object for Avodah Zarah, so they take this part out of the Mishnah. You're not allowed to sell a house or a field to an idol worshiper in Eretz Yisrael. So we'll elaborate on that. The idea comes from the Pasuk Lo Tehonem. Lo Tehonem teaches us you're not allowed to show favor to an idol worshiper. So Hachamim take that and say, not only lo tehonim, show them favor, lo titen lahem hanaya b'karka, you can't give them settlement in the land. You can't sell them a piece of land. En mochrin lahem b'mchubar l'karka, you're not allowed to sell an idol worshiper something even attached to the ground, a tree or a plant. That's considered to be that you're selling them a part of Eretz Yisrael. If you're selling them the tree, they're also purchasing with it what's attached to the ground, which is the land under it. But you're allowed to sell it to him once it's cut down. If you're selling a cut down tree to an idol worshiper, there's no problem. You're not giving him ownership in the land. You're giving him the tree that's been cut from the ground. Rabbi Yehuda omer, mocher hu lo al minat lakot. Says Rabbi Yehuda, you're even allowed to sell to the idol worshiper with the condition that he's going to cut it down. If you're selling him a tree that's currently attached to the ground, but the plan is he's going to remove it, according to him, if he cuts it down right away, you're not giving him any right to the land. But Tanakama would still say it's a problem. They're concerned that what if he ends up not cutting it down? That if he just leaves it there, then in reality, you're giving him something, a hold onto the land of Israel. So you're not allowed to even give him one that will be cut down. On a Torah level, the problem is selling land, but renting land to an Oved Avodah Zarah, to an idol worshiper in Eretz Yisrael, is technically allowed, and selling land outside of Eretz Yisrael is also permitted. But the rabbis decreed that they wanted to make sure that selling of land in Eretz Yisrael really never happened, so they forbade other types of transactions. En maskirin lahem batim be'eretz Yisrael. You're not allowed to rent houses in Eretz Yisrael to idol worshippers, even though that's not a biblical violation. We want to make sure that a person doesn't get there. So even renting to them is problematic. Ve'en tzarech lomar sadot. And it goes without saying, obviously, you're not allowed to rent them fields in Eretz Yisrael. The reason that we're saying ve'en tzarech lomar, it goes without saying, is because when somebody sells them a field in Eretz Yisrael, you're not only violating the isur of giving away pieces of Eretz Yisrael to an idol worshiper, but you're also now taking away the obligation of Tirumot Ma'asrot that would have been applicable if a Jew owned the land. So now you're basically taking away food from the Kohanim and the Leviim, taking away crops from them. So in addition to the regular prohibition, you're not allowed to do this when it comes to Sadot because of what you're doing to the Tirumot Ma'asrot. So therefore, we're connecting that to renting as well. You're not allowed to rent the goy, the Oved Avodah Zarah, fields in Eretz Yisrael. Ubesuria, maskirin lahem batim, avalosadot. In Syria, we rent them houses because Hachamim, when it comes to Syria, did not apply the same stringencies that applied to Eretz Yisrael. You're not allowed to sell land in Eretz Yisrael, and you're not allowed to rent land to a Oved Avodah Zarah in Eretz Yisrael. In Syria, we're going to go a little bit more lenient when it comes to the sanctity of Syria, which was captured by David HaMelech. David made it part of Eretz Israel. So selling houses to them would still be prohibited over there. Would still be prohibited to sell homes to an Oved Avodah Zarah in Syria. But the rabbis, when they prohibited renting houses to an Oved Avodah Zarah in Israel, they only did that in Israel, which has a higher sanctity, as opposed to Syria, which is a lower sanctity. But when it comes to the fields, not allowed to rent fields to of the Avodah Zarah in Syria. And the reason for that is, Syria was also obligated in Terumot Ma'asrot. There's an obligation that we treat it like Eretz Yisrael when it comes to the laws of Terumot Ma'asrot. So therefore, if we rented land to them, we're going to end up having the Terumot Ma'asrot taken from the Kohanim, because the Goyim are not obligated in it. So therefore, the rabbis extended the prohibition of renting fields to idol worshippers in Syria like they did in Eretz Yisrael, because they were nervous that we were eventually going to sell them fields in Syria and therefore violate both of these prohibitions, selling land and also the taking away of Terumot Ma'asrot. Ubechutz la'aretz, and outside of the land of Israel, mochrim lahem batim umaskirin sadot divrei Rabbi Meir. And outside of Israel, you're allowed to sell them houses and you're allowed to rent fields to them. This is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Outside of the land of Israel, and obviously we're not talking about Syria, there's no biblical prohibition of selling land to an idol worshiper. So therefore, causing a field to become exempt from Terumot Ma'asrot would only apply in Eretz Israel and Syria. And because there's no requirement of Terumot Ma'asrot outside the land of Israel. So when it comes to selling houses or renting fields in Chutz La'aretz, it's permitted. But they did still prohibit selling fields outside of Eretz Israel because they were nervous that it would eventually lead to selling fields in Eretz Israel, where those two prohibitions would apply, selling land and also the nullification or the holding back of Terumot Ma'asrot from the Kohanim. Rabbi Yose omed, Be'ez Yisrael, maskirin lahem batim, aval lo sadot. Says Rabbi Yose, he takes it down a notch. He says, in Eretz Yisrael, you're allowed to rent them homes, but you're not allowed to rent them fields. The whole idea behind this would be, according to Rabbi Yose, even if I sold them a home in Eretz Yisrael, I would be violating one prohibition. But if I sold them a field in Eretz Yisrael, I would be violating two prohibitions. So says Rabbi Yose, when it comes to a single prohibition, there's not enough reason for us to enact a takana of not renting. So therefore, we're allowed to rent them homes because it's only one prohibition. When it comes to a field where there's nervousness of two prohibitions of selling them land and also holding back on Terumot Ma'asrot, that's where we're going to prohibit renting, but not in the case of a home. Ubesuria mochrim batim umaskirin sadot. And in Syria, you're allowed to sell homes and you're also allowed to rent fields to them, says Rabbi Yose. When it comes to the status of Eretz Israel, he argues on Rabbi Meir. And he says that even though David HaMelech captured Syria, he never gave it the holiness that Eretz Israel had. So therefore, when it comes to selling fields in Syria, we're only nervous that you're going to end up selling it in Eretz Israel. So therefore, we're going to enact the takana over there. But when it comes to selling homes, sell all the homes you want. It doesn't have the sanctity of Eretz Israel. So we're only nervous with the fields. You're not allowed to sell fields in Syria, but you're allowed to rent fields in Syria. Ubechutz la'aretz mochrin elu va'elu. And in chutz la'aretz, outside of Eretz Israel, you're allowed to sell both homes and fields. And these lands that are far away from the land of Israel, Hachamim were not concerned that selling a home or selling a field would end up in selling a home or a field in Eretz Israel to idol worshippers.